There's a better world is to come and tell you why. There's a better world is to come and tell you why. We will beat 'em on the land, on the sea, and in the sky. There's a better world is to come and tell you why. There's a better world is to come and don't you see? When we'll all be union and we'll all be free. There's a better world is to come and don't you see?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome once again to Progressive News Network. I'm your host, News Director Rick Spezak. We've got a wonderful guest this morning. We've got Miss Isabel Vinet from the Florida Immigration Coalition. She'll be on in just a second. She'll be talking to us about the immigrant issues that we're going to be discussing all evening tonight. So in just a moment, she'll be with us. I do want to mention that our good friends over on the West Coast are planning a march to the governor's office on the 31st of August to get him to change his mind and stop the fracking in Southwest Florida. They say, let us turn up the heat in a march to Governor Rick Scott's home to stop new oil drilling in South Florida. Call your lease to 115,000 acres for oil exploration to Hughes Oil, who applied for a permit to set up the drill site in Golden Gate Estates, only 1,000 feet from family homes and adjacent to the Florida Panther National Wildlife Refuge and Western Everglades. We say no oil drilling in our backyards, in our panther habitats, and in our protected wetlands. If it's legal, it shouldn't be. New oil drilling will endanger residents, water, wetlands, wildlife, as well as contribute to environmentally impacting the environment. Hold on one second. I have to help Miss Vinet get in. In my queue. Okay, tell you what. Let's do it this way. Boom. Isabel. Mobile. I don't know why it's not answering, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to forward this call into the system, and then we can both be on the station together, okay? So hold on one second.
Can I call you? It's just that I use headphones to not disrupt in my home, and that's why I wanted to call you.
Well, you called 909-265-9104, right?
I've called like 5 times and nobody answers.
Well, maybe there's a problem. Like I said, let me try to bring us both in, and if that works, then you can try again. Okay, hold on one second.
Sure.
I'll get the same problem, okay? So it's 909-265-9104. Yeah, there sure is no answer. Come on, pick up station. Darn. Well, that's too bad. I'll tell you what, we'll go to plan B. We can do a workaround. Let me give you another phone number to call in on, okay?
Okay.
call 772-546.
Hold on, let me write it down.
Sure. 772-546-1534.
34. 15.
1. Right. 1534. Okay.
Yes, I'm going to call right now.
Okay. One, 1,000, two, 1,000, three, 1,000. Oh, shit. Let's make sure that the microphone is turned on. Hello there.
Hi, Richard.
Okay.
Do you hear me far away too? Because if not, we'll have to check the cell phone then.
No, this sounds fine. It sounds fine over here. I'll try to speak a little more directly to you.
Okay.
Well, first, let me say welcome, Isabel.
How are you?
Very good, thank you. Very good.
Good. Long time no see.
Yes. Yes. Well, we always meet when it's time to do some work together. Let me welcome you, Isabel Vinette, the Deputy Director of Florida Immigrant Coalition. Isabel, why don't you tell us a little bit about this caravan that you're working on right now?
Yes, the caravan is an effort led by one of the Florida Immigrant Coalition members. For your knowledge, the Florida Immigrant Coalition is a statewide organization that has around 44 organizational members. So the Florida Association of Farm Workers, the Farm Worker Association of Florida, FWAF, is one of our members, and they are leading a six-week-long caravan that will be going around the 27 congressional districts in Florida during August recess. And they are actually on Sunday, they will be on their 14th day. So they've been moving around. They sleep wherever they find a place. Eat whatever they find people can donate or whatever they can eat. And then they are meeting with the community. They are organizing educational forums for people to engage and understand what's going on with the immigration reform process in D.C. and linking the community to different calls of actions that we may have as part of what we're calling the Say Yes to Citizenship campaign. I think that's an overview of the caravan. Right now, today and tomorrow, and since last night, they are in Miami Homestead area. They are pushing in these 3 days in the Miami area. They are pushing for two of our leaders there who've been champions of immigration reform, who know a lot of the cases that are affecting our families and that we supported, and those are Mario Diaz-Balart and Ileana Roth-Layton. They are asking them specific acts that have to do with concrete requests that we have from them. We want them to stand up to anti-immigrant and anti-Latino politicians, and they are many that are being very vocal in D.C. They are urging the Gang of Seven to introduce their bipartisan bill, and Mario Diaz-Balart is a part of, it's a member of the Gang of Seven in the House, and they still have not introduced anything. We just haven't seen anything. And we're also asking them, number three is to tell Speaker Boehner
to schedule a vote for immigration reform with the path to citizenship now? And number four is, if none of these three things that I just said pass or are possible, then help us demand President Obama and all deportations to stop immediately. Until immigration reform passes. I mean, like, we are really, really, really disappointed that the politicians left for vacation, for, you know, came home empty-handed, and every day that passes without immigration reform, without a stopping of deportation, we're talking about 1,200 to 1,400 families that are being destroyed for deportation, leaving U.S. citizens and other veterans, orphans, and widows behind. So that is really bad for the country. It's bad for America. It's bad for what we stand for. And that's kind of what we're doing right now in the OLS reaches. We're trying to move our politicians to do not forget that we are really disappointed that they came empty-handed, and the House is really not moving in terms of immigration reform.
Just recently, I was talking with a group of people about a philosopher who in the 1880s, a guy named Robert Ingersoll, who was complaining and trying to point out that in those days, in the 1880s, the immigrant population that everybody was up in arms about was the Chinese. And he reminded his listeners that at one point the Irish immigrants were a problem. Then the German immigrants were a problem. Then the Eastern European immigrants were a problem. Next, the Chinese had their turn. It seems right now that in an effort to try to get some sense through Congress, there's been a variety of tactics. There was a tactic to remind people that families are being broken up, that young people, the DREAM Act, they were being broken, you know, families were being broken up, children were being damaged through no fault of their own. There's been a variety of very sensible approaches to try to get some sense through Congress. Do you think that maybe by with this caravan, by making people realize that these are people, that everyone needs sanctuary, there's got to be some way of waking Congress up? And I'm sure, you know, people who've been in the fight for a long time, it must be very disappointing.
Yes, we are. I mean, well, I think the general public is very disappointed in Congress altogether. The vote of confidence towards Congress has declined incredibly in the last recent years, and that's not only in terms of legislative policy change on immigration reform issues or on immigrant-related issues, but on other aspects of policy making. So I think Congress has really gone downhill in terms of reputation and confidence for the American people. So that we have to remind ourselves. And then I do agree with you that history has proven that immigrants have always been scapegoated, depending on the moment that the society was living. And there's been different turns for different ethnic groups or countries of origin, and like you just mentioned. Now is the time for Latinos, although Latinos are not all the immigrants in this country. They comprise more than 50% of the Latino foreign-born unauthorized population in the U.S. There's other nationalities. Of course, Canadians will not have the issues we have. Canadians are white.
Yes, unfortunately, yeah.
So there is so much racial profiling. So somebody who has no papers and is Canadian can drive with such security and such confidence in this country, in Florida and Palm Beach County, they can drive great. But if you're Latino, if you're undocumented and you drive, you run the risk of being stopped, not for violating even a traffic violation, but just because of the color of your skin. So racism is so embedded in this country, and these waves of anti-immigrant sentiment that you were just mentioning are actually explained in a white privilege and a white ideology, in the fear of others who are not like you, you know. And so that that's what I would say. I do agree that there's a lot of disappointment. We are pushing, and we're pushing both parties. Sometimes they tell us, why are you only targeting Republicans? We're pushing for Democrats, too. We're pushing for President Obama. That's why I describe our fourth demand on what our partners are doing in Miami today and tomorrow, is if none of these things that we're asking in the House of Representatives does happen, because they say, well, I'm sorry, it's improbable, well, then help us stop deportation. Because if everyone agrees that immigration reform, this is the time for immigration reform now, and that's what everybody said after November 4th last year, when the Latino vote was so incredibly important for the presidential election. So if we agree on that, why don't you, as a down payment, stop deportation? And I want to say one more thing. 72% of Floridian voters support immigration reform with the pathway to citizenship. 83% of Florida voters want immigration reform to happen this year. And by immigration reform, we don't mean what the House has been doing. I don't know if you have been following what they've been doing, but the truth is that what's come out of the House, it's been horrible. If that's what we're going to get out of the House, we're really in deep trouble. They have approved a bill that is like the Arizona type bill, but taken at the federal level. So it's like one of the worst things we could ever see. If they're calling that immigration reform, stop lying to the public and stop lying to constituents, because that's not really what they're doing. There is a lot of profit from the detention of immigrants, a lot of profit.
Yep.
A lot of private corporations that are behind the detention centers, like the Corrections Corporation of America, CCA, and GEO, those two big ones, they make so much money, just $200 per day per immigrant who is detained, not a criminal. Remember that somebody who stays in the country and does not leave when their visa expires, which is the majority of the cases of unauthorized population we have in the U.S., not for entering illegally, they are committing a civil violation, not a criminal violation. So the whole concept of criminalizing immigrants, which is part of a phenomenon of the last decade or two decades behind that have recently passed, it's just been increasing, and that's why it's a symptom of racism, structural racism, historical racism that we were just alluding to.
Yes, absolutely. When many of us who learned American traditions in school, in the public schools, there was the famous quote, "Give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free." And many of us believed that that was, in fact, the American plan, the American story, the American fable, the American myth. And yet we see so many times that this promise of a welcome respite from tyranny abroad, from economic deprivation, the only people on this continent that have a right to complain about immigrants are the Native Americans, the First Nations. Everyone else is a latecomer. Everyone else is an immigrant. And it seems to me such a shame that we see these terrible inequities. When you look at what the Cuban community has to deal with in terms of immigration versus the Haitian community, what the migrants from Central and South America deal with versus what our friends in Mexico have to deal with. We have treaties that go back to the 1800s that say that even if you're not a citizen, you still have the same rights of a Native American citizen. And unfortunately, those things are not being observed. And you're absolutely right that unfortunately, racism and for-profit prisons have really turned the immigration problem into a disaster. And it's such a shame. And I thank you so much for the work that you're doing. If you could speak to Americans who have ears to listen, what would you tell us? How can we help?
Well, I think for now, if you live in South Florida, is this the audience of this program?
Largely it's Florida, but we do speak to Southeast United States too.
Okay. So if you are in Florida, I would say say, please look for us in Facebook. We have a Say Yes campaign in Facebook from the Florida Immigrant Coalition. You can look up on our website and look at our campaign, Say Yes campaign, and engage that way. You will know there what kind of events we are organizing, what we're doing during recess. Recess is really, really important. If you can call your representative right now that they are supposed to be at home, call them, tell them you support immigration reform, you want them to act, and you want them to act the right way, not the SAFE Act. You can actually even say that, because the SAFE Act is what it's one of the bad bills that have come out, and that's why I was saying before, if that's what we're going to be getting out of the House of Representatives, that's like really, really the worst that they could be giving us. You could find out if they have town hall meetings, if they have any community forums where they will be present in your hometown, and if they are there, raise a question. Do you support immigration reform with a pathway to citizenship? And bring it out to the open. We want politicians to be vocal. We want them to be clear about their position. We want it to be recorded on the media. So that's another thing that you could do. If you live in South Florida and you are there today and tomorrow, follow the Say Yes campaign. The caravan is going to do several things between canvassing small businesses, doing vigils and rallies and other things. So that's another way to engage. If you live in Palm Beach County, the caravan will be here in Lake Worth on Sunday, August the 18th, at 6 p.m. at the Guatemala Maya Center, or at 7 p.m. the vigil would start at Lake Worth City Hall. So those are ways that you can engage locally. But like I said, it doesn't matter where you're at. If you believe that immigration is part of this nation, and I agree with you that natives have been actually expelled from their own country, so it's not only a land
right.
of immigrants.
Right.
It's a land of immigrants that displaced the natives. In that sense, let me just tell you something that I heard once from a Guatemalan Maya leader. We were going to D.C. 2 or 3 years ago on a bus overnight, and he was smiling. He looked at me. He's Guatemalan Maya, so he speaks Spanish with an accent, with a Maya accent, because his first language is Maya, one of the languages of the Maya language.
Sure.
Maya culture. And he smiled at me, and he said, you know what's funny? We are really Americans. We Mayans are natives of the American continent.
Yep.
So what we're doing right now is reoccupying our continent, but we're being expelled by people who think that they are more native than we are. So if there's Guatemalan Maya here in this country, here in Palm Beach, for instance, they have more of a right to be here if you want to be, if you want to trace really history and you want to trace it back. It's an interesting historical perspective. I thought it was an interesting metaphor that he was bringing, you know.
Absolutely.
So I think if you believe that this is part of who we are, a land of giving people opportunity, immigrants are not taking jobs. Immigrants are contributing. And immigration is good for the economy. The Congressional Budget Office published a report that was very favorable of all the income that immigrants will bring and all the savings that could happen in an economy that is so broken like ours right now. It's good for tourism. It's good for small businesses. It's good for agriculture. So from an economical stance, it is actually a good thing to support. So call your representatives. Tell them, I do support immigration reform. I want you to do the right thing, and the right thing is not pushing for the SAFE Act, but for immigration reform with a pathway to citizenship. And if you go to a public meeting, ask them what their position is and make them public.
Thank you so much. Thank you so very much. Isabel Vinnett, Deputy Director of the Florida Immigrant Coalition of Palm Beach. Thank you so much. And they can get more information by going to floridaimmigrant.org. Thanks again, Isabel. Come back anytime, okay?
Thank you, Richard. It is an honor, and it's great to talk to you again.
Have okay. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, that was Isabel Vinnett, Deputy Director, Florida Immigrant Coalition of Palm Beach County. I'd like to welcome Isabel Vinnett, Deputy Director of Florida Immigrant Coalition, Inc. of Palm Beach County. Isabel, welcome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today's show. It's the interview with Isabel Vinnett, Deputy Director of Florida Immigrant Coalition, with their campaign, Say Yes to Immigrant and a Pathway to Citizenship. So say yes to immigration with a pathway to citizenship, not the other Say Yes, SAFE Act. Thanks again. This has been Richard Spezak, News Director, Progressive News Network. Bye-bye. And we'll play you out with a little bit of music. And as our good friends from Harvey used to say,
Fly specks. Fly specks. I've been spending my life among fly specks while miracles have been leaning on lampposts at 18th and Fairfax.
I don't want your millions, mister. I don't want your diamond ring. All I want is the right to live, mister. Give me back my job again.
Now I don't want your Rolls Royce, mister. I don't want your pleasure yacht. All I want, just food for my baby, is to me my old job back. We worked to build this country, mister, while you enjoyed a life of ease. You've stolen all that we built, mister. Now our children starve and freeze.
So I don't want your millions, mister. I don't want your diamond ring. All I want is the right to live, mister. Give me back.
If you wish, mister, call me green or blue or red. This one thing I sure know, mister, my hungry babies must be fed. Take the two old parties, mister. No difference in them I can see, but with a farmer labor party, we could set the people free. So I don't want.